Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. What is today's point? Well, today's point is your boy didn't sleep very well last night. We were up late. We were up late doing some recording for TCM. We went a little long because the Content Mill boys got back together. And now we had to do some catch up. It's always nice to catch up with friends. Sometimes you forget you're recording a podcast, and then an hour goes by, and you're like, "Whoops, guess we should probably do that one." It was a great recording. I'm looking forward to that. Those coming out in the next couple weeks. But I'm sleepy still. I start one of those recordings sleepy, and here I am the next morning still sleepy. So I'm kind of, you know, having a slow Friday morning. Got my coffee here on the way home. And I was thinking maybe it's time we'd be a little vulnerable. I don't have a ton of, like, game stuff going on right now. I talk about it a bit in those episodes, but I'm still not playing a ton of new releases. I'm a little deep in a Prey video right now that hopefully will be coming out next week, and then I'm kind of playing what feels good, but I also have some other stuff going on in the good old life. I'm not sure how much I've talked about this in the past on content or anything, but before I started doing this whole video game stuff, I was a hobby furniture designer person. I have a really big, a moderately big machine in my basement that, it's called a CNC router, and it's a big machine. You put, like, a handheld router in it, you run it by computer, and, it cuts out really cool shapes in wood and metals and stuff. Most of the really interesting signs that you see at local parks and stuff that have the cutout letters and everything, like, that's probably done on a CNC. So I have one of those. I'm about to have had one of those. I got it probably 5 years ago now when I had, like, a small furniture thing going on. My first like publicly available, I made a video talking into a camera video, was for a Kickstarter project in 2020 that I did for an adjustable plant stand. And that project got funded. It was a really cool thing. It kind of set me off on, you know, 4 or 5 years of designing furniture items. I have, like, a really intense desk design that I manufactured and sold a couple of. I also have my second Kickstarter project, which, RIP to a real one, did fail, so bummer. But that was for a pen design. So I created my own click mechanism. It could hold pen cartridges. It could hold pencil cartridges. It's a really cool design. I really like it. I had some really cool positioning on it. It was kind of like a top to bottom, learn how to do this thing project. It was fun. But the thing about it is, I have not used that router in my basement for furniture projects in probably a year or two now. It's kind of sat down there collecting dust, especially since since our son started growing up. You know, having loud machine in basement, not great for baby, still not great for toddler, and so I haven't used it quite as much. And I've kind of moved on to the 3D printing stuff and kind of moved into this game space where I'm making stuff. I'm getting the creative itch through making video and podcast and little knickknacks on my 3D printer. And so it's kind of come time to get rid of the router, which has been this, I wouldn't call it an albatross, but it has certainly been a thing that I have been kind of, like, carrying with me for a while. And it's kind of this weird, bittersweet moment of letting this thing go. Now, the positive bit, I guess, is the way that this usually goes is one starts a hobby, you kind of move on to the next thing, you know, one phase closes, and then, you know, I'll end up probably using a bunch of the funds that I get from this thing to put it into video production equipment and stuff like that. Stuff that I've really been holding off just because, you know, you don't want to spend too much money in this economy on kind of frivolous, silly stuff. But I've just been kind of thinking more and more about, like, these, like, the phases of going through this stuff and, like, how into that project I was, like, how much I loved designing furniture and how much, I think the other part of this is how much I said that I loved designing furniture. And I loved making this stuff. I did not love making it for other people in a way that had, like, this huge burden of responsibility on it. And so kind of that faded away. And that's kind of turned into what I do now. There's less of a burden of responsibility. If you don't like my video, you can just click off and we don't have to talk about it. If you didn't like my desk, there's, like, a whole returns process, and furniture is heavy and it's tricky to ship, and it was a whole damn thing. But I've been thinking more and more about, like, you know, this was the thing that I did. Like, this is it was a very large part of my identity for a long time that I made this stuff. And now to kind of see it go, like, to pack up this thing that has basically been in my basement since we have owned the house we live in, it's a weird moment to just kind of get rid of it and kind of see that disappear, like, this big, big part. And, like, it's a big machine. It's, you know, basically 3 foot by 3 foot. It's a beast. So just to kind of, like, see that go away and kind of disappear is like, kind of not tough, but it certainly is a moment that is giving me pause. And then only, like, slightly dampening those feelings by having it replaced by some stuff that I'm really excited about, and I will probably talk about on another episode of this if and when all of this happens. But yeah, it's kind of a weird place to be. Like, it feels like you're kind of letting go of a part of yourself when, you know, that's not really true. I've talked about it before, but, like, a lot of the 3D printing skills that I have and the stuff that I make and, you know, how all of that is impacting the content that I make is, like, you know, that's still there. Like, I'm still doing that stuff. I'm still using those skills. I'm just not necessarily doing it on the big machine this time. So it's kind of a weird thing to, like, watch part of your identity get packed up into a pickup truck and taken off. But I think that it's also been this really rewarding thing to, like, when I try to look back on this in a way that is a little bit more rewarding too, where it's like, well, but look at all that I've done, you know, like, look where we are now. Look at what I've been able to achieve as a you know, an independent outlet. It's wild. And, like, I would not be able to have done that if I had continued working on the furniture projects and doing all of that stuff. And honestly, I've talked about it with the Avowed video. I'll talk about it again with the Wolfenstein video, but, like, top to bottom, this content stuff, like, making these really cool videos and everything is everything that I've wanted it to be. Like, it is the most enjoyable, best part of all of it. And I love it. So yeah, it's kind of a weird thing, but I'm looking forward to what all of this means going forward for the next project, like, for all of this stuff going, you know, ahead with the video stuff, the podcast stuff. Like I said, there's some other projects in the works that I'm excited to get out into the world. And I think just being able to experience creativity and kind of grow from different phases of creative life is ultimately, like, the goal here. And even though the, you know, rationalizing it, right? But even though the like, furniture work and, like, the design work and that aspect didn't work out for me, it has allowed me to do this. And it is, like, part of the creative journey to go from, okay, well, you know, I used to be writing short fiction, and then I did audio drama, and then I did this furniture stuff, and I did some design work, and now here I am, like, kind of throwing it all together at the same time. So I think it's just, you know, evolution and everything. But yeah, it's a weird time right now to like see that thing get loaded up and go away and kind of feel like I am missing a large part of what I kind of had thought myself to be. And then also, we'll see, you know, fingers crossed, it isn't packed up yet, but I wonder how much this thing has been a boat anchor or an albatross, even though I don't think it is, how much like having that free space in the basement again is gonna be a weight lifted, a very heavy weight. That thing weighs like probably 200 pounds. It's a big machine. It's really big. But yeah, that's our musing Friday for you today. I'm gonna go do some work on this Prey video, perhaps reshoot it. Who knows? You know, have a good, happy Friday. Have a good creative Friday. Make something that you like, whether it is a juice, a lunch, a cool creative project. Spend 10 minutes sketching in an art book. Spend 10 minutes sketching on a business card. Do something creative for yourself today. It'll make you a little bit happier, I suspect. And don't be too rigid with who you think you are. It can evolve. It can change. And typically changes for the better. All right. We'll see you. Have a good Friday. Bye.